I'm going to introduce you to two very different groups of construction workers and what they're doing around 8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. Here, dozens of workers are building a large apartment complex just across the street from San Diego State University. They'll soon go on their morning break. They have steady jobs. They're covered by workman's comp if they get injured. And here, less than 3 miles away, there's no construction going on. Small groups of men are huddled out in front of Home Depot, waiting for someone to drive by and offer them a job. What kind of job? Any job, really, says Vladimir Estorga. He's an undocumented worker from Mexico, like most of the men here. This second scene plays out every morning all across the country. As many as 1 in 6 construction workers is undocumented. Does this group compete with the workers over there on the apartment complex for jobs? Sometimes.
Just depending on what your trade is.
David Yanora is a heavy equipment operator. He says he personally doesn't face much competition with undocumented immigrants because his is a more skilled trade.
Most of these guys out here are just, you know, out here as a laborers. I mean, they don't have a specific trade they're good at. They just pretty much can do anything.
The dirtiest, most back-breaking construction jobs, the ones that don't require much skill, that's where there can be competition.
Big companies are looking for people that are can work cheaper. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
The guys standing out front of Home Depot often are cheaper. They usually can't afford to be picky, so their wages vary a lot. Estorga says he can make $150 one day and $50 the next. Another worker, Jorge, who's been picking up jobs outside of Home Depot for 13 years, says he's been paid really well and he's been paid nothing. He says that's just how it goes when you do this kind of work without papers. So now imagine, and it may not be so far off, that Jorge, Vladimir Estorga, and possibly tens of thousands of other construction workers get their papers and can legally compete with their colleagues up the street. Won't they take jobs away from Americans? Won't they depress wages for native workers? Most economists say not likely, because these undocumented workers are already in the labor force. They're already working. If immigration reform is well policed, no more paying undocumented workers under the table. Contractors would have to pay workers' comp and payroll taxes for newly legalized employees, which means construction costs could go up. On the flip side, that could help companies who have always played by the rules compete. Workers at the apartment complex, like Mike Loftus, a plasterer, say they want the playing field to be even.
I think it would really help if everybody had their papers a lot.
The bigger issue, economists say, is fiscal. How will legalizing undocumented immigrants affect tax revenues and social welfare programs? Newly legalized immigrants who don't already pay taxes will start paying them, and that'll be a boon to public coffers. But they may also qualify for federal benefits like food stamps and tax credits. Pia Arrhenius is senior economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas.
Legalization is really more a problem down the line if you think that these people are going to be disproportionately using welfare programs or entitlement programs.
Look for that issue to be hotly debated and to affect how a reform bill is crafted. The biggest benefit of a path to legalization will be to the undocumented workers themselves. Most economists say their wages are likely to go up. They may have more job security and legal recourse if they get injured or stiffed by an employer. Jorge, he says he'd ditch the Home Depot parking lot and get a steady job. He says he'd be working for a company or in a restaurant 8 hours a day, like the law mandates. In San Diego, I'm Jill Replogle.